21 minutes past eight. There are three problems with having women in the laboratory, according to the Nobel laureate Sir Tim Hunt. You fall in love with them, they fall in love with you, and when you criticise them, they cry. That's what he told female science journalists at the World Conference of Science in South Korea. When it didn't go down terribly well, he admitted that he was a chauvinist pig. It's caused a bit of a storm online. Tim Hunt told us his comments had been intended to be humorous.
This was a lunch for women journalists and women, particularly women scientists and engineers, actually. And I was asked at short notice to say a few words afterwards. And I thought it was ironic that I came after three women who very nicely thanked the organisers for the lunch. And I said it was odd that they had asked a man to make any comments. And I'm really sorry that I said what I said. It was a very stupid thing to do in the presence of all those journalists. And what was intended as a sort of light-hearted, ironic comment apparently was interpreted deadly seriously by my audience. But what I said was quite accurately reported. It's terribly important that you can criticise people's ideas without criticising them. And if they burst into tears, it means that you tend to hold back from, you know, getting at the absolute truth. I mean, what science is about nothing except getting at the truth. And anything that gets in the way of that diminishes, in my experience, the science. I mean, I'm really, really sorry that I caused any offence. That's awful. I mean, I certainly didn't mean... I just meant to be honest, actually.
Sir Tim there before he got on a plane on his way back to the UK. Well, Connie St. Louis is a lecturer in science journalism at City University. She was at the conference. She joins us from Seoul now, and we're joined here in the studio by Dr. Jennifer Roan, who's a cell biologist at University College London, where Sir Tim Hole has an honorary position. She's also chair and founder of Science is Vital, which is a grassroots organisation supporting science here. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Connie St. Louis, when he said this, I mean, you heard him, you were there. What was the reaction in the room?
Well, there was a deathly silence. It was, who stands up and says, I hope the women have prepared the lunch. I'm a male chauvinist pig. And at that point, you'd think he would get some social cues to say, stop, because nobody was laughing. His guests had already told him not to go down this ha-ha route. And these guys had been incredibly generous and thoughtful and inclusive by asking him to make comments at their lunch. And he just carried on digging this enormous hole into which he fell and couldn't get himself back out. And I kept thinking, he's going to stop, please, he's going to stop. And he's British and this is just so awful. And these guys are incredibly upset. And so this, after he'd finished, there was this deathly, deathly silence. And a lot of my colleagues sat down and were taking notes because they just couldn't believe in this day and age that somebody would be prepared to stand up and be so crass, so rude in a different culture, and actually to be so openly sexist as well.
He says it was humorous, it was meant to be humorous, and he was, I think he was, as I understand it, making the argument for single-sex laboratories.
So he says he was being humorous, and that's fine. You can try and be funny, but actually you should take your cues from the audience and realise that nobody thinks you're being funny. It wasn't funny what he was saying at all. You know, what he was saying is that women should be separated from men in the laboratory. He was saying that when feedback is given to women, they cry all the time. Then there's always complications about love. That's nonsense. It's so simplistic that it hardly bears worth thinking about. And this idea that you have single-sex laboratories in this day and age. And there are two things I think that worked against him even more was the context of our conference, which is about science journalism, not science. And we invite a few scientists. We were launching a report later talking about sexism in science and in science journalism.
Let me bring in Dr. Jennifer Roan, because you know him, I think, don't you?
Yes, a little bit.
What's your reaction to what he said? I mean, is it in keeping?
Well, I was very disappointed. I think it was clear he was trying to be funny, but people will interpret his comments as having a kernel of truth underneath. And it doesn't help that a lot of men in that generation, not a lot, let's say a few, do hold these attitudes.
He's 72.
And they do joke, and women are not helped by that attitude. And as a Nobel laureate, I know he's a human being, but he does have some sort of responsibility as a role model and as an ambassador for the profession. And if you get up there and say things like that, even in a as a jokey sort of way, they're going to be taken out of context. They're going to be taken to heart by some young female scientists. And I think that's a real shame, because we still have a very long way to go to get equality in the sciences.
I mean, you are young. You're much, much younger than him. Have you experienced bias?
Of course I have. I dare say most women have. These days, it's mostly unconscious bias. So the kind of comments that Professor Hunt made are quite rare. I mean, people don't dare say things like that, even if they think them. But there's a lot of unconscious bias, things working against you. You don't get asked to be on a short list for candidates. You're looked upon as inferior unconsciously, and this really holds women back.
We should just say, probably worth saying, Sir Tim Hunt, he's married to a very powerful female scientist, isn't she? I mean, she's a professor of immunology.
Yes, and she was the dean of the Faculty of Life Sciences at UCL. She's, in fact, been on a lot of women in science panels with me, and I'm sure she doesn't approve of these comments. They must have been intended as a joke, but as I say, that's no excuse.
Dr. Jennifer Roan and
Connie. I don't think they were intended as a joke at all. I'd just like to say that they, you know, he went on for at least 5 to 7 minutes.
Yes, fair point.
You don't go on like that.
Connie St. Louis, Dr. Jennifer Roan, thank you both.